fists.
Place where two bones meet, you call that a
joint.
Yeah, upper part of the man's body would be his
chest.
He has broad
shoulders.
Okay. See, this is my right
leg.
Okay. And my leg is my
foot.
And I have two
feet.
What about that bony part?
The ankle.
Well, it's up higher than that.
Calf.
And the front part. She might stumble, hit something, really stain.
Goodbye. Oh. Shin.
The poor would be, he has two.
Shins.
Okay. What about the part of the leg from the back of the knee up to your rear end? What would you call that?
The calf. I mean the thigh. The thigh.
Okay. Now, what would you say a baseball catcher is doing, you know, when he gets in that position to catch the ball? He's what?
Stooping.
Okay, any other word?
Squatting.
Okay. Have you ever heard people use the expression of hunker down?
Yes.
Lean down?
Mm-hmm.
So you have heard?
Yeah, hunker down.
Now, have you heard that part of the leg that I was talking about that you call the thigh called? Either your hunkers or your haunches.
Haunches.
But not hunkers.
No.
Okay. All right, this expression, talking about somebody who's been sick, you might say, so-and-so's up and around, but he still looks a little...
puny.
Mm-hmm. You're peaked?
Peaked,
And a man who's very muscular and can lift heavy weights, you say he's very...
Strong, well-built.
What about a man who was always smiling and has nice things to say about people?
Good-natured.
Okay. And a boy who always runs into things and trips.
Clumsy.
Okay. What about a person who just does things that don't make any sense? You say he's just a plain...
idiot.
Okay. Anything besides that?
You said just a plain...
Mm-hmm. Is that a fairly strong thing to say?
Yes.
Have you ever been, has anybody ever told you about something in the Bible that...
Yes. Against you, against calling someone a fool. Yes. Never verified it.
Uh-huh. All right. What about somebody who has a lot of money but he likes to hang on to it? He would be a...
miser or a spendthrift.
Right. Think so.
He would be stingy. Can't think of tightwad.
Alright, if I said about talking about a girl, she's just as common as she can be, what would that mean to you, using the word common there?
Oh. Down to earth.
It would never be a derogatory thing to say. She's very common.
Yes, it could be. Yes. Very, it suggests plainness. Unattractiveness.
Mm-hmm. Would it ever imply loose morals?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it just really depends on the context.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Talking about an older person, maybe in his 90s, he is still able to take care of himself and moves about, you might say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty.
Independent or self-sufficient or, capable of taking care of himself.
Spry,
yes. Mm-hmm. Active.
Okay. Talking about a young child who doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark, you'd say he's
afraid of the dark.